This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, first they upset the Christian lobby, appearing on a safe sex billboard with a condom at the ready. Then they took immediate advantage of the new Queensland civil union law, and now they face the prospect of a new premier who would like to repeal the Civil Unions Act. They're Michael O'Brien and Anthony Gillespie, and Michael joins me on the line now. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. How are we?
Oh, well, I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad. It's always an interesting day in Queensland politics at the moment.
It is. Well, you've been pretty brave putting yourselves up on the billboard to start with, and now you're being poster boys again for civil unions. Have you had much response to that from people around where you live and all the rest of it?
Not from the general public so much. I think it was a bit low-key at this end for us. I think there were some really beautiful stories that came about in the media that just superseded ours. That people took a lot of interest in, which was great. It was good to see a wider exposure for the number of relationships in Queensland that had been registered and were coming forward. So it was great support from friends and family. You know, the Facebook pictures and everything went quite widespread, and everybody was very, very pleased to see them.
Now, this civil unions bill, we may be looking at a situation if Tony Abbott gets in where all we've got is civil unions, but some of us are holding out for marriage. What made you decide to take such quick advantage of the civil unions when they came in?
One thing, it's the legal protection. It offers us base legal protection as a couple should, any worst-case scenarios happen. So it's important that we're able to have that. And we're well aware that if people didn't take full advantage of this bill as it is at the moment, that there was always that threat hanging over our head that Campbell Newman will attempt to take it away if he does get elected. So we wanted to make sure that we were part of the people that were going forward as soon as we can. And we're obviously still holding out for marriage when it comes. We're certainly not having a ceremony and a wedding as such with our civil union. We're treating it just as that. It's a civil union. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping and campaigning to make sure that we do get marriage equality down the track.
Have a lot of people lined up to have a civil union? Campbell Newman was saying the other night when he was talking to the Christian lobby that Labour was pushing a lot of people into getting civil unions, and that there were possibly about 100 couples already. Is that right? Yeah.
Those are the numbers I've heard, and certainly none of us were pushed by Labour. there was a lovely man by the name of Phil Brown who was orchestrating anybody who was interested to go down there on the day. We actually got down there and we were the second in line. There was a couple from Burpengary, two lovely ladies who'd been there since 5 a.m. So we got there at 7:15 and we were the second couple in line. Mm-hmm. So that was quite lovely, and then more couples joined us. So by the time about 8 o'clock rolled around, about 10 couples, and they actually opened the registry an hour early to accommodate us. And by the time we were finished and we came out, there was more and more couples lining up, and coming in, and lots of media joining in. So I think the number that Campbell said was right. There's possibly even more. I've heard different numbers thrown about, but people were certainly taking advantage of it, and everybody that I spoke to was doing it, for their own varied reasons, not because Andrew Fraser or Anna Bligh had a gun to their head. People do have their own free will.
Yes, it's a bit of dog whistling going on there, I think, if nothing else. Now, how does the civil union process work? Are you civilly unioned immediately? You go in there and sign the register, or is there a cooling off period, as it were, to see if you want to take him back and get a better one, or what?
It is a bit like that. It's the same as weddings. Apparently, weddings have a 30-day cooling off period, and civil unions have a 10-day cooling off period. So you go in and you submit your paperwork, and you put in a request for a certificate, if you like, which we did, and then you have 10 days to pass, and then you are officially civilly unified or unionized, whichever you'd like to use. So we will officially be a civilly unionized couple as of the 5th of March, and that will be the same for everybody. Ceremonies are available to take place then, and on the 5th of April, people can register to become a civil union notary, which allows them to become people who can do ceremonies as well, because at the moment current people who do ceremonies can't do a civil union, so they have to do a separate piece of paper for them.
So you can't go to the normal civil celebrant. They have to go and get this other piece of paper first before they can join
you
up.
Yes, that's right. I believe it's a notary, a civil union notary or something similar to that.
So that it doesn't sound too marriage-like or mimic marriage too closely or whatever the horrible language is that people are inclined to use.
Yeah, most certainly.
How seriously do you take the threat of being de-unionised if the LNP get in?
Oh, quite seriously. I mean, it's always been the hanging over our head since the moment the bill was passed, when they first said that they would want to get rid of it. We always knew that would be there. So, I mean, the threat hangs heavily, and this election campaign up here is very, very interesting. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the elected premier will have to say, if it's Anna, if it's Campbell, or what looks like to be. It may not be Campbell, it may not be Anna. We live in the city of Ashgrove, and it's a very interesting election out here. And it could be possible that we have an LNP win and a Campbell Newman loss.
Because he doesn't have a seat, does he?
No. He jumped out of the Lord Mayor's position and picked Ashgrove as the electorate which he would like to run in, and plonked himself down there and has started running. So he doesn't actually live here.
He's going from nowhere to be an MP and Premier all in one go.
Yes, he's actually currently not elected in any position and is the leader of the LNP in Queensland.
That's a very odd situation to be in.
I've
been reading through some of the things he's been saying about civil unions and about repealing them, and it does rather seem as though he's singing from different hymn sheets according to who he's talking to, because when he was talking to the Australian Christian Lobby, he was making it sound as though he was going to do everything he could to unwind civil unions. But other times he's been asked about this, he said things like, he'd put a stop to it, but he'd let people who are already civilly unioned remain unioned or united or whatever it is. At other times he's said he'd unwind it completely. Is he, you know, does he not realise that all these different people talk to each other and reporters are at all these different at all these different venues?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think he's kept kind of the same message, and he's reworded it depending on who he's speaking to. Sort of the key thing which he's pushed with the ACL is that he will look into it. Mm. I think that's the big message that he's pushed to them, which is not making a promise, because he won't make a promise to anyone either way. He's kind of said as well, if there are people in civil unions, and I'm not sure what we would do, because we don't want to leave anyone in legal limbo, but we will look into it. So he's really non-committal on both sides, but spinning it both which ways. And the Queensland media is doing an interesting job of spinning it as well. The articles I've read today, he's been hounded at every press conference he's done.
Yes, he seemed to be getting a bit touchy about it today.
Yes, he was getting quite touchy. I think the last one I read, he was on the Gold Coast, and he was just basically told them he was fed up with it, and said, we've been talking about it till the cows come home, and I'm kind of over it. I've said what I've said, and that's no more. And it's all a little bit roundabout, and I think he's really just waiting to see what happens after the election. So we'll see what he tries then.
Indeed. So it's a major issue then up there. It is getting lots of play on TV and in newspapers and so forth.
Yeah, it certainly is, which is quite interesting. It's becoming an issue, and he's bleating quite frequently that it's not. Several of his comments have said, you know, I'm not sure why I'm fielding questions about this. He said some sort of statement along the lines of, not many people have come to talk to me about this as an issue. I think he said I could count on two hands the number of people who have actually come to address me about it, which is interesting, because we had a handful of supporters actually went up to him before the bill was passed last year, and they actually went and tried to catch up with him in as many spots in Ashgrove as he was visiting. And he actually got to the point in the day where he gave up visiting anywhere, because he was visited by supporters at every single spot, and his visits started going as little as 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, most certainly. And he said very pointedly to a very good friend of mine who was down there, who got the chance to speak to him, he said to him, like, show me where there is discrimination in the marriage equality debate. And the conversation continued, and my good friend said, look, we are going to get this through, and change is going to happen. And he just looked at him and said, do your worst, and walked off.
So charming.
Yeah, very charming.
Very charming. Well, I suppose in a way, up until we had all this divorce between Kevin and Julia hogging the headlines. Equal marriage generally was a very large issue in the national press and in the national TV and all that. They seem to be having a lot of momentum with Magda Szubanski coming out and pushing for it and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, it's all vanished off the national stage now that, as I say, we've had Julia and Kevin having the final stage of their messy divorce where they've been sort of like dividing up the kids between them. Kevin didn't get anything.
he didn't get much at all, or
so it would seem. Do you think that's why civil unions has played a big role in the press up in Queensland, because they hadn't had the national issue to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting timing. Kevin resigned on the day that we all went to register. So we had our morning and the journalists were there and everything was very lovely. And then in the afternoon, Kevin resigned. And
everybody vanished.
Yeah, everybody vanished. And we went from what, you know, there was a very large contingency from the Courier Mail. Like, they did several articles with many different people. They did a whole lot of photo shoots. And we thought, you know, this is great. We're going to get a really good press coverage in the Courier Mail. And we opened it the next day and it was down to about 7 contingencies. Yeah, about 12.
Kevin spoiled your party. One more strike against him. All right, Michael, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
And thank you very much for having me.
And I hope you have a long and happy civil union.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That was Michael O'Brien, who, along with his partner Anthony Gillespie, were the second couple to get civilly unioned in Queensland. Now, there's a petition online asking Newman not to repeal the Civil Unions Act if he gets elected. That is also on my blog at rainbowreporter.com.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.